This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I'm constrained by our study of Malachi to encourage God's people to seek God's face in prayer for all who are leaders in Christ's church. They are critical to the life and health of the church. They can't lead others beyond where they are in their walk with God. If and when they fail, it significantly impacts the church negatively. This is seen in the book of Malachi and in the whole Bible, for that matter. We've seen this in our own lifetime to an appalling degree. Let me suggest the following prayer based on Malachi 2:2-7. Father, thank you for giving your servant leaders in the church life and peace. May they with thanksgiving revere you and stand in awe of all your name represents. May they aspire to teach truth. May nothing false be found on their lips. Enable them to walk with you in peace and uprightness, and turn many from sin. Cause what they say to preserve knowledge and inspire others to seek instruction that would lead to a full and fruitful life of service. May they set their hearts to honor your name in all they say and do. Encourage and enable them to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with you as they live and serve amidst human ambiguity and ambivalence. That's my prayer for myself, and I covet your prayers for me as I seek to serve God. I need your prayer support regularly.